It took Vincent and his team 2 weeks to come up with an array of new options, and he asked to present them at Jobs' house rather than the office, hoping that it would be a more relaxed environment. Laying storyboards on the coffee table, he and Milner offered 12 approaches. One was inspirational and stirring. Another tried humor, with Michael Cera, the comic actor, wandering through a fake house making funny comments about the way people could use iPads. Others featured the iPad with celebrities, or set starkly on a white background, or starring in a little sitcom, or in a straightforward product demonstration. After mulling over the options, Jobs realized what he wanted. Not humor, nor celebrity, nor a demo. "It's got to make a statement," he said. "It needs to be a manifesto. This is big." He had announced that the iPad would change the world, and he wanted a campaign that reinforced that declaration. Other companies would come out with copycat tablets in a year or so, he said, and he wanted people to remember that the iPad was the real thing. "We need ads that stand up and declare what we have done." He abruptly got out of his chair, looking a bit weak but smiling. "I've got to go have a massage now," he said. "Get to work."